All right, a good talk, Rabbi. So we're up to Sif Zayin. Okay, Sif Zayin talks about, tonight's going to be a mitzvah about the inyan of standing up. Kaiv lamed mipnei aviv. We're going to tie in also about standing up for a Rebbe, standing up for a Talmud Chacham. Very gishmak Sif, very easy Sif actually. But let's see, let's take it apart. Let's try. Nachum, azakta makaba, kaiv lamed mipnei aviv. You have a chiv to stand up in front of your father, and who are then your mother. Where does this come from? Where does this chiv come from? So really, the Gemara in Kedushin, Bavista Gemara in Lamed Aleph and Mebei, says Rabbi Yosef, ki have a shama kol karadime, when he used to hear the footsteps of his mother, ame eikum mekam ishchina da'asi, I get up in front of the shchina that's coming. He referred to his mother as the Shechina. He's getting up, Mepnei Kveida Shechina that's coming. He didn't see his mother. He just heard the footsteps, so apparently the mother was coming from behind. Or Rabbi Yezer happened to have been blind. He was a Saginor, so maybe he couldn't see his mother anyway. To know what age he became blind. But fine, but he got up, and the reason why he got up is because he's getting up in front of the Shechina. The Mashal explains what does it mean he's getting up in front of the Shechina. The Gemara, we quoted Amal, that the Gemara says, Bizman she'adu mechabed esavu ves'imoy, Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'ala ani aleim kilu darti b'neim v'chibduni. When a person's mechabed his father and mother, it says, if I am being dar b'neim, the parents, and he's being mechabed me. So mameila, he's being mechabed his mother, which is means he's being mechabed the Shechina. The Shechina is darti b'neim, so he's been getting up in front of the Shechina. And the Maral in Nesivas Olam, Nesiv HaVayda Perek Yud Gimel, says very similar. He says the reason why he got up in Mekam Shechina is because a bas v'adam has a telem elokim doimet to the Shechina, especially a parent, mepnei shehukash kvoidim l'kvoida hamokim. Their kavod, the kavod of Shechina, the kavod of a parent is hooker. The Gemara says a hekesh to the kavod of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But mainly getting up for a parent is as if you're getting up for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to get about we'll get one second. Now the Levush says halacha lemaisa. The Levush actually brings this down. This is the makar of the chiv to get up. How do we know getting up? The Rosh's move of getting up is a deraisa. How do we know? I'm going to see that the suffix, if you have a suffix, say a deraisa lokurma. So how do you, where's the deraisa? Where does it say to get up in front of him? The pastor says, kaveri tzavika. So where does it say that he's supposed to get up? So the Levush says, because since hukish kvaidim l'kvaid ha-makam, and this, in the chiyab of kvaid ha-makam is to get up for a parent, so to get up for a kodesh baruch, so mamel huadin, if a parent's hukish kvaidim l'kvaid ha-makam, so vice says he's a chiyab to get up for a parent as well. So it's a, where does that come from? Oh, that's good.
Where is that?
Where is that?
I didn't notice God is always.
The Gemara, the pasuk says, I believe it's in Kisisa, that the Kalai Yisrael saw the Shechina from afar, Rashi says, and they got up at Pnei Shechina. So that's the Makar, at least one of the Makar is, they supposed to get up in front of the Shechina. So Mela and Hukish Kvaidam, Lakvaidam Makam, Mela, they hear the Makar, they supposed to get up in front of a parent. That's the Levush right over here. Halak, that's Mamishat, the Makar. There's a Sefer Shnei HaMatis, which was written a little over 100 years ago on. Got a whole safe on Kibra Aveim, apparently from some Rav who was extremely flowery, extremely mamish, Josh is gewaldic. But anyway, Bekitza, he has a different makar. So, Fusha Posik, by Rachel Imeno. Rachel Lovin came to, ran after Yaakov and Imois, and Rachel apologized, I would get up, but I can't because she has a period. She's a, right? She couldn't get, Ayicha, Vatamalavi, Ayicha Bena Adene, Kaloyuchar Kami Paneka. But the excuse she gave was, is she couldn't get up because she has a Derek Nashimli, right? So now.
How's that derisive? It's good amount.
But you see from here that Rachel felt, I mean, if not for that excuse, she would have had a chiv to get up. I mean, she would have understood to get up. The Ramban over here is medayik that she would have gotten up, if not for Derek Nashimli, she would have gotten up in front of her father.
How's that derisive?
And you have a makar in the Torah. Chiv is the makar in the Torah that it's proper to stand up in front of a parent.
Right.
And the Medrash Lekach Toiv actually touches up the pasuk like that as well. It says Ilmali. What Rachel Mina was really—I don't know how he gets into the pasuk 100%. He has a diak in the pasuk. Ilmali. He says that Rachel Mina told her father Ilmali lo hiyisa mevakish avodah zarah. If not for the fact that you were looking for avodah zarah, which means you're rosh. I mean, for that I don't have to. He dies in the puzzle because it says Lamed Vav Aleph, and said, Ki lo uchal, there's a Vav in there. Lo you spell with Lamed Vav Aleph. Normally, lo you spell without the Vav. So we dashed in Dolu as well. Deloy Lu means, if not for the fact that you're going after Avodah Zarah, I would have gotten up for you. But now I'm not getting up for you because you're going after Avodah Zarah. But you see, Mefurish, that you would have gotten up. All right. I'm a car in the tire. Peseida. Rabbi, I just have a Pashat Shaila. I didn't see anyone who asked the Shaila. I said it's so Pashat, but it just bothered me. I know we're ingrained as a child that you get up for a Rebbe, you get up for a parent, you get up for Adam Gadol. You know, there's the Indian Kavod of getting up. Just, excuse me, what is the Indian Kavod of getting up? Now, I know it's, but why? What? Where my mindset getting up shows Kavod? What is that supposed to connote when I get up? What is that? What am I? Sorry? How? What am I doing? I'm standing. If I could sit down, it also show Kavod? No.
When you're ready to be a
Oh, so that's. I didn't see anyone who just says Parshi Pshat. I'm just going to share with you maybe three Pshatim, you know, one of them is that first, getting up shows that you acknowledge their presence. You recognize that they're coming into the room, you recognize that they're coming here, you're not ignoring them. To continue to sit down and do your own thing is you're ignoring them.
I mean, they're covered in Hefzik and Birkas Krishna to say Shalom to them.
Right.
So maybe that covered means she's recognizing and saying, you're not getting up per se.
So maybe for a parent, a greater degree of recognition is to get up. So that's one. Second is that I believe what he was saying is that getting up is not just a recognition. Getting up means I'm here to serve you. I'm getting up to fulfill your needs. Whatever you need, I'm here. That's really the statement you're doing. You're getting up, you're showing that you're ready to aid and abet whatever you can to help them out.
Ready to what?
To serve whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Mekabel Mitzvahs, we'll be Mekabel Mitzvahs, whatever it was. I'm here, I'm ready, to, right? And the obvious said, Hineni. We're going to see Baba, we're going to see Baba. No. A third shot is that besides someone who's walking, someone who's standing, it's tiring. Someone who's sitting, it's relaxing, it's resting. It's Einu Bedin, your parent, your Rebbe, is standing, and means he's being Miyageya, and you're sitting there comfortably, so you have to be Shava B'Shava with your parent. It means you should be resting and relaxing when your parent is being Miyageya. If your parent sits down, that's Peseda, then you don't have to get up anymore. But Kozman, your parent is standing, then you should be getting up as well.
Is that more of an Indian of your rather than the COVID per se?
Okay, we're going to see. Pashas is from COVID. From the
that's from your third chapter.
Right. Okay, we're going to see. There are some who tackle learn this as Al-Zira.
But
say
that.
So you have to know, Rachav Kamahalak Dami, if they're rolling, right? So if they're driving by, so that's Kamahalak Dami, and then you would have to stand up. Right, as long as he's standing, you have to stand. Oh, 1 second. Very good, very good. It's a very important thing. What?
The first and the third shot is good to make a little shuffle. But for the middle shot, that's sharp.
Okay, we're going to see that shuffle's not going to work. Well, 1 second. But he's making a very good point. I just want to bring this out because this is so... When we're not taught this, at least I wasn't taught this. It's like, we think that when a Rebbe comes in, an Adam comes in, you stand up. The kilu, the covet is the kima, the getting up. In Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, is a chiluk between kima and amida. Kama v'gam nitzava. By Yisus Chalayim. What's kama v'gam nitzava? It's a double lashon. Kama v'gam nitzava. No, it's different. Kama means the shine from sitting to standing. That's kama. V'gam nitzava means, like Rashi says, oimid v'amidasa. It's staying there as a standing position. That's nitzava. Amida means standing. Kima means getting up. It's two different things. The chiv covered of a parent is not to get up. The chiv covered for a parent is to stand.
As
long as they're standing, you have a chiv to stand. It's not you just get up and then you go back down. If they sit, then you sit. If they don't sit, you still have a chiv to stand. It's a chiv, I mean, a chayv lam. You have a chiv to stand in front of a parent. Not to get up in front of a parent. That's a chayv lokum in front of it.
Is there
any
run first, sit down together, and never come to the room?
Maybe.
Right,
so.
So then it's for your parent, not in front of them. If it would be to stay standing, then it's for you. That's what your parents
around. Right, but it's when the father comes, you have the chiv to stand and remain standing. We're gonna. Okay, let's. we'll discuss a couple of. You want to know what type of amida you have to do? So the paiskim, and this is like Haskam is kamakola paiskim, the charedim, the chayodim, the chashuk, and many others say that you have a chiv to stand up malay kumasai, not just to get up a little bit, not to shock a little bit, malay kumasai, totally standing up, totally erect. Not only that, to say for charedim in a different place, for his eyes he says roi lamid belay smicha. Not even to lean on anything. You have to be totally erect, 100% vertical, not leaning on anything, totally standing. That is a chiyuv for standing in front of a parent. Now, let's just take this apart and get a little more into this. There's a halacha about standing in front of a talmid chacham, and there's another halacha about standing up in front of a rebbe. A rebbe is one thing. A rebbe means rabbi muvak. Your rebbe that you learned to rev chachmasay from. What's the chilek in the chiyuvim? Mepnei seva talkum, but that's pnei zakein. That's standing up front of any tamu chacham. Not your rebbe. Stam. The tamu chacham comes in, you mechuyv to stand up. When? At what point is the chiyuv chal on you to stand up? So the mechaba says in Reish Mem Dalet Siftes, I quote you the mechaba. Roy chacham oiva. If you see a chacham passing by, ain't no aimed. You do not have to stand up. Actually, yegil toek dalet amoysav until the chacham enters your four amis. Once he enters your four amis, you have a stichiv to stand up. The kevin she'ava milafonav. Once he passes you, yoishiv. Now you can sit down. Kozman is in front of you. You have a chiv to stand. It's not just kima. It's amida. You still have a chiv to stand. But once he passes you, then you can sit down. But imhu rabu muvok. But if he's your rebbe, then oimid milafonav miloy enav. When you see your Rebbe down the block, you already have to stand up. Whenever you see your Rebbe, now you have to stand up. Ve'ena yoshev, and you're now allowed to sit down at Shias Kasim Enav, until you can no longer see your Rebbe. So if your Rebbe is walking down the block towards you, towards your direction, you have to stand and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait until your Rebbe passes you, and that's still enough. Until you can no longer see your Rebbe, then you could sit down.
What's that in covered? If my Rebbe doesn't see the covered, it's still covered?
It's covered. It's covered by Atzmei Kavod. It's a Chiv Kavod. It's a Chiv Kavod, right. Even if he doesn't see it, right. The Paiskim are Medayek that even if Rebbe doesn't see it, we're going to discuss what happens if he's blind, he can't see it. There's still a Chiv to stand up. Now, by your father, now a Simen doesn't mention, is he like a Rebbe? Is he like does the Chiv Lamed start only Dal Aramis, or does the Chiv Lamed start the second you see him, even far away? The Mechava, Ramad leaves out, Shechonok leaves out. And this caused a stir amongst the Achraidim. Everyone's jumped, what's going on? The Shechonok left out a very important Yisoid. What is the Chiv? The Archashulchan in Reish Mem Beis, if Mem Dalug, is Mesopik. He said, the Shechonok leaves it out. He doesn't know if he's a din like a rabbi or not. So Ken Zayin, even though Vaisais and Svar, it should have been like a rabbi, but Ken Zayin, Efshe Dein Tzorko Kak, Mepnei Kruvosim HaGadayla Zeh Lozeh, since they're very close with each other, father and son are very close with each other, different than a Rebbe and a Talmud, Memela Veina Makbe Kokak, I'm not sure how that ties into a Daraisa, but he says maybe, even though it should be like a Rebbe, and you should have a Chiv Meloy Enav, but maybe since you're close to your father, so therefore you don't have a Chiv Meloy Enav. There's a Me'iri in Kedushin HaMegillah Mebeis. The Me'iri says, I'll try to read you the words. Kosher Kesavnu B'Kibud Aveim Moiroi. Everything we just discussed with Kibud Aveim and Moira Aveim, Kachu Adin B'Kveid Rabbi. It's the exact same thing. You have to do Maichul and Mashk, everything to your Rebbe, just like you do to a parent. Everything. V'Lo'oid, not only that, Ela Shechavasa Yiseira Al Shalav. A Rebbe, Yechiv to your Rebbe of Kovid is even more, is greater than to a parent. Why? Shezeh Eviyu L'Chai Olam Hazeh. A parent brought you to this world. V'zeh Meviyu L'Chai Olam Haba. And if he hears ois, uberabai muvak, oimid miponav kumaloi einav. It's mashman the Me'iri that this din of oimid miponav kumaloi einav is dafka by rabbi muvak, by a parent not. He just got off saying that a rabbi is greater than a parent, and mainly if his eyes, Rabbi Muvak is kumlai enough. I says a parent is not kumlai enough. Now we don't have any other shear other than Dalet Amis, so I'm assuming that if it's not the shear of Mulainov, then Vice says it's the shear of Dalet Amis.
There's no one who passes by.
Sorry?
There's no such fact when he passes by. We
By a father or by a rabbi? By father. If you hold these like a rabbi, then he's like a regular Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham is only down the Rambam. But you have to stand for the. If he's in front of you, and he went back here, you could sit. But if he's in front of you, well, I don't know. If the Miri holds these like a Talmud Chacham, then once he passes, you'll be able to sit maybe. The Rishon Litzion, that's the Arachaim HaKadosh, on Yeridea and Sumer Reish Mem Bei Sif Lamedala Teich Dvarov, he names on for Pashtis. He tries to bring rice, but he names on that a chiva father is just like a tamakakam, is not like a rebbe. And the mele, you only have to stand up Teich Dalar Amoisav. That's Irishan Letzian Shita. However, Rabbi say, Kamat every single paisik Paskins that he's like a Rebbe. A parent is like a Rebbe. I mean, the whole list. You have a Bnei Yehudas, a Birke Yosef, a Batu Rebbe, a Makna, a Muria, a Razm, a Chaya, a Odom, a Skaya, a Shukin, a Zerem, a Skaya, a Jagriz. Mamish, on and on and on. Sorry? That he has the same din as a Rebbe Mavuk. And you have to stand up. They argue to Rishon Letzion, they bring rice, which we'll discuss, and you have to stand up Kamaloi Einov for a parent. Just like for a Rebbe.
By the Rebbe, it's greater
because
it brings a
higher amount. That's true. Maybe greater in a notch, but still doesn't mean, just because he's greater, doesn't mean that the parent can't have the same halacha as well. The parent can still have the whole halacha, but not enough. It is. There is such a thing. Yeah, but I'm just, even without it. Sorry? Meir is much like the Arachaim, but they bring Kamarai, a marshal. They bring a ride from Rabbi Yosef. We start off, Rabbi Yosef stood up when he heard the footsteps of his mother. Pashas, he heard the footsteps more than Dalan Am Yosef away, and yet he got up. Okay, so some want to be doich as taka meisach as he does, but others say, no, it's meka adin. The Ram is mufurish. That they jump on the Rishon Tzion. It's a mufurish Ram. And he has zelosh in the Ram, and maimrim, hilchus maimrim, perak vav, halacha gimel. You're talking about a parent. You stand in front of a parent, kiderek sho'imit min pnei rabbi. Just like you stand up in front of your rabbi. Fush your rabbi. No, it's a hazi rabbi mubba, because Stamma Rabbi, the Rambam didn't have. If you look in Hukka's Talmud Torah, the Rambam has two shirim, Rabbi Mubak and Stamma Kalkam. Why didn't he bring it? So that's the others want to say, well, if the Tusha Kodok left out those last words, Ki Rabbi, maybe they didn't paskin on that extra Isafa. Alright. I know, the Meshmois of the Mira, I'll be honest with you. The Meshmois of the Miri is that you don't have to get in Kamalai enough. We don't have a right for the Miri, it's Dalar Am Yosef. Maybe it's, I don't have Kamalai enough. I don't know. There's just never other, I don't know what another Shia would be. But the Miri doesn't tell you it's Dalar Am Yosef. It's just the Meshmois is not Kamalai. But the Ram is Mefurish, that is a din like Rabbi. Then there's a Ravan. There's a Ravan in Kedusha Nosalam, Gimel Amid Aleph. He says like this, Ularabi Muvak on the Gemara, Ularabi Muvak Kamalai enough. He fears eyes. Ulahachi, because it is Gemara, that you're supposed to stand up Kamalai by Rabbi Muvok, lohachi nagu lamboid haben lefnei aviv bebeis hakneses ad sheyeshiv aviv v'hu adin diyasel Rabbi Muvok. So he equates the din of a father to a din of Rabbi Muvok, and when your father comes into shul, you're supposed to stand until your father sits down. So if one, you see that he equated the two, and also what do you say until the father sits down? You should say just until your father passes you. If you had a dinner of regular Tamachachem, once he passes, you're good to go. You could sit. No, he ad sheyeshiv, because that's the din of Rabbi Muvak. Rabbi Muvak, you have to stay standing until he sits. Okay, so I want to be medayik that good. Okay, you have to know. Peseida. Now, why in Lomdus? So now here the Lomdus of the Echlein, Geshmak Lomdus. Why would a father be like a Rebbe and not like a Talmud Chacham? Why is a father's din mechayiv more, like a din of a Rabbi Muvok and not like a Talmud Chacham? And he says like Arboi Tura Evin and the Chedusha Agriz, the Briskarov, say the following. Some say Briskarov means more, we'll see. But they say like this. Hagufa, why by Talmud Chacham is it a din Adalar Amis? And why by Rabbi Muvak is it a din Kamalayinu? Why is that split? Where does it come from? So they say Geshmak. The Gemara says How did Gemara know it's Dalet Ames? The Gemara says because that's be a kima sheyesh b'hid. It says vadat b'nei zaken. It has to be a kima, not stam a kima sheyesh b'hid. It has to be a kima. And Rashi explains sheyesh b'hid means it's apparent. It's nikah to everyone around. It's or nikah to the parent or to the Rebbe. It's apparent that I'm standing up for him. If I would be standing up and this Talmud Chacham is 20 feet away, it's not apparent I'm standing up for him. If he's out of my Dalet Ames, it's not mukach from the fact that I'm standing up that I'm standing up for him. So it's not a kima sheyesh b'hidah. It's only a kima sheyesh b'hidah yimachayiv. And Ramel has dinim, other dinim, l'moshul, it's in Tathat HaLacha, that in a base of Kisei, a base of Merchot, you don't have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham, because it's not a kima sheyesh b'hidah. And that mukham, it's not a mukham mehudah. So you don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. A kima sheyesh b'hidah. The chiyuv is to stand up only by a kima sheyesh b'hidah.
Except then, if it's not a mokum mitzvah, still you should have a kima. So
we'll
have a kima
out. No, it has to be a kima sheyesh b'hidah. That's exactly the kasus. So kum tois, they say that's good by a regular talmud chacham. But where's the din for a rebbe? How do you know that you stand up for a rebbe? Your rabbi mavuk. That is not from there. Taisis in Bava Kama, Taisis has a different makar for standing up. In Memalef and Mebeis, we have Medrash. They stands up because the Vidashna Pasim is Hashem Lekecha Tira. And what's the Moira? The Moira is to stand up. It's learned from a different pasuk entirely. It says that that pasuk stuck only by Rabbi Mavuk, that iskush es le Rabbi Tamid Chachamim, which Tamid Chachamim, your Rabbi Mavuk, and Memela, the din to stand up for your Rebbe is from a whole different makar. Some esel shem lokech atira. Some that from Moira. Here you see that standing up could be in Nichlal and Moira too. It's a shem lokech atira. Memela, zokta abaytu Rebbe in the Bris Karav, is this din, this Moira doesn't say anything about Hiddah. By Talmud Chacham it says, Vadata b'nei zaken, you have to have a kima sheyesh b'hiddah. Mashayin kein, by a Rebbe, a Rabbi Muvak doesn't say in the Pasuk Hiddah, stam esel shem lokech atira. So if it doesn't minimize it to a kima sheyesh b'hiddah, then it's a regular kima. A regular kima is even malayenav. And memela, let's ferois here. Memela by kibud aveim, it also doesn't say that it has to be a kima sheyesh b'hiddah or kibud sheyesh b'hiddah. It's nonsense. Kibud aveim or hukish kodim l'kodim hukish. That memela. Now we know that you're mechuyev to stand up for a parent or for a rebbe malayenav because the Torah never minimized the shear to a kima sheyesh b'hiddah. And memela, who are then gishmak? Who are then if we'll be in a base of Merchot or base akiz in a mikvah, you mechuyev to stand up for a rebbe or a parent, because their din kima has nothing to do with the kima sheyesh b'hiddah. Even a kima sheyesh b'hiddah, you mechuyev to stand up. So memela, you mechuyev to stand up for a parent.
You say hiddah is a meal. I would say the opposite. I would say if I stand up now, he doesn't see me. The kima sheyesh
b'hiddah. Kima sheyesh b'hiddah, lav dafka hiddah to the parent. It's hiddah to the people around you. They see that you're standing up.
That's
kima sheyesh b'hiddah is limited to dalamis, because beyond dalamis, it's not mukhuk from your kima.
It's a bigger kima because people recognize that you're doing
good.
So then I'm saying it's minimizing. That's
no, it's limiting it only in Dalet Ames. It's beyond Dalet Ames, since it's not a kima sheyesh b'hiddah, you're not mechuyev to stand up. Mashenki by a Rebbe or a parent, that the pasuk doesn't make that extra tonight, that has to have a hiddah, memeli have a chiv kima, even if it's aim by hiddah.
But I'm trying to say that kima is hiddah. I mean, standing up, a kima is a cover.
Good.
Right? So if you're saying, well, that when he's talking, the kima has to have a hiddah, it's not a meat, it's a reboot. It has to be kima that has to.
But it's touching up that only when there's a kima sheish b'hiddah you have to be lokum. But if you don't have a kima sheish b'hiddah, then you don't have a chiv to get up. Mamil in a basic merchitz, that's not a kima sheish b'hiddah, then you don't have to get up.
I argue with you is that kima has to be a covenant. If nobody sees it, it's not a covenant.
Even if no one sees it, we're going to see about it when no one sees it. It's the same thing. I'm not sure what anyone's seeing. It's your din. You have to shake a lula when no one sees, and you have to eat matzah when no one sees, and you have to get up when no one sees. Kima sheish b'hiddah, it's qualifying what type of kima the Torah is mechayev by a Talmud Chacham. Only a kima sheish b'hiddah.
It's a better kima.
It's a better covet, correct, but it's limited only to that better covet. If you can't do that better covet, then you're not mechayev to get up. If you can't do that better cover because you're in the base of Merchus, you're not mechuyev to get up. If he's beyond Dalet Ames, you're not mechuyev to get up because you can't do a kima sheyesh b'hiddah. But shenking by a rabbi muvak, the Torah never limited it to kima sheyesh b'hiddah. By a parent, the Torah never limited it to kima sheyesh b'hiddah. But meli mechuyev to get up, even meloy enough.
You want to say this goes into Moira, Avnei?
So I'm not saying that. I'm saying that covet also. By a Rebbe, it goes into Moira, and by a parent, it goes into covet. But this covet was not limited to a covet sheish b'yidah, even a covet shein b'yidah. Mamela, you have a chiv to get up, even mela enav. Rather, you could say more. Amudi Arazim says more, and he says that you don't, the Briskov is very, you know, here, there's no limitation of a kima sheish b'yidah. But stam, where do we know that you get up for a parent? Because hukish kvoidah, you look kvoidah mokim. Kvoidah mokim is mela enav. Right? By Yardin, when Klai Yisrael saw his Meirochuk, they got up. So then for a parent, it's also Malayinov. Same thing. Es Hashem Lekech Hatir is a rabbi, Tamid Chacham, Yerabi Mavuk. So, same thing. Es Hashem Lekech Hatir, it's Daima to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Es Rabbi Tamid Chacham and Yerabi Mavuk. So, Memelo, that Chiv of Meir is also Malayinov, just like for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, it's not Stam. It's Mamish Astaheke Shabbat, it's Mechayiv. It makes sense. It's Mechayiv that has to be Malayinov, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's the home occur in the first place, like the Lavosh. It's from Hukish Kvaidim Lekvaidim Makam. So, if Kvaidim Makam is Malayinov, and apparently it's also Malayana. I mean, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would sit down, then you would be able to sit down too. I'm saying, if it stops, rather you should know, you don't have to even wait till he sits down. The place will say, as long as he reaches his destiny, it means if somehow his destiny is to stand, a macho, let's say he's giving a drasha. So the second he gets to the podium and he's in the place that he's supposed to be, then you could sit down, because he reached his destination, he reached his place. That's his mokum where he's supposed to be. Then you're allowed to sit down. All right, so it's very gishmak. God, the Eben Yisrael, that's with Dain Fisher, he wants to say another Knesh types of the Brisker of like that, other like so also types of Brisker of like that, is that not because just it's a covet that doesn't say Hiddah. They want to learn that the Din Kima by a parent is learned out from Moira. And just like a rabbi is learned out from Moira, and Moira has no limitation of Dalai Lama's. Only Kovet has a limitation of Dalai Lama's, not Moira. That's how they want to say it. But the bottom line is, in Svara, it makes a lot of sense why it should be like a Rebbe, and the Rebbe's in his Mlainov, so to a parent's in his Mlainov. God, the Ran, I should say, doesn't learn like that. The Ran says a chilip between a Rebbe and a Talmud Chacham. Why Talmud Chacham is Dalai Lama's, and a Rebbe's Mlainov? The Ran says, you have to understand this Ran, but Ran says that by his Tam Talmud Chacham, if he's out of Yidal Ramis, it's not apparent you're getting up for him. So it's not a Kimo Sheesh Behida. But for your rabbi, that's apparent that you're getting up for him, even if he's Meloyenov. Because a Rebbe's Mechai is more covered. So then for the onlookers, it's understood B'toich Maisav that you're doing a Kimo Sheesh Behida, even if it's Meloyenov. It's a chiddush, but then you can say a thing for a parent too. It's also a parent is mechayiv more, so even Malayna, it's a parent that it's a kima sheish beda. But I'm just showing that the Ran learned that even the din of Rebbe is a kima sheish beda, and the Rambam is meduik not like that. Rambam is meduik is not kima sheish beda, like the Brisker Rav said. It's learned out from a different makar memel. It's not mugbal to a kima sheish beda. Even a stam a kima you mechayiv to do. All right, and like I said, until your parent or your Rebbe reaches his destination. I think a place can tell me what happens if you're on the way, your parent starts to schmooze with someone, so now he's standing. Could you sit down now? Because it's like, did he reach his destination? Many learn, no, he didn't reach it, just stopped for a schmooze. But when that's him, he's still going. That's clear. If he's just stopping to rearrange his load, and he's, you know, just to make sure to be able to continue to work, that's for sure it's not considered stopping. So even if he kept the schmooze, he wasn't intending, like, you know, park himself to get the schmooze. Grab it, he stopped the schmooze, but he's continuing on his way. So Mamela, it's as if he didn't stop yet, and you still have a chiv to stand. Maloyenov. Sorry?
Just has to get out of your sight.
He has to get out of your sight or reach his destination. Right? It means if he walks in your house, you don't have to stand up the whole day. The second he sits down, then you can sit down. Once he reaches destination or he sits down, then you're good to go. Same thing, Malayinov. Well, if you would turn around, you would see him, right? The lotion is actually Skasa Me'inov, which is mashma, that even if you would turn around, you have to wait till you can't see him. All right, yes. Now, let's just take this to the next level. We talk about the Shir Malayinov. What is this Shir Malayinov? So, Kipshutai, the Shir says, as long as you can see. If you could see very far, then you got to stand up very far. If you can't see very far, you're nearsighted, so fine. And then you stand up when you could see. However, the smack in Mitzvah Nun Beis over here by Kibbur Aveim, the smack says Shiuroi Kemolei Rus Reish Vav Strekel Samach Kemolei Rus Einov Mamish Vekamahu Rus. And how long, how far is a Rus? A Rus is Reish Samach Vav Amis, 266 Amis. Xeris HaKosev of the smack that you have to stand up for 266 Amis. Actually, he's talking about a Rebbe, and the Shach in Reish Mem Dalas Sifkot Nechetz brings the smack LaHalacha LaMaisa that for Rebbe you stand up when he's 266 Amis away. The Maisa Rekeya Kenuchas Tamat Torah Perkei Halacha Zayin says, I don't understand this shir. Mama Nashok. If you see him and he's further than 266, but you see him, you got to get up. And if you don't see him, so who cares? He's within 266. You don't see him. Doesn't say where this shir is coming. Like, why should this change at all? So the Svas Emes and Yerideya. So as Emerson the other day, teaches the smack like this. He says the smack means to say that even though you could see further than 266 amis, but since the average person could only see 266 amis, he says like this: Sfas Emes. Since the average person only can see 266 amis, so it's not Nicola Coil that you're standing up for your father, you're standing up for your Rebbe. If he's 300 amis away and you see him and you get up, it's not nikumitek maizav that you're standing for your Rebbe. Memela, that's why you're going to be potter. But he says, what then comes out of chumrah, but if he's within 266 amis, even if you can't see him, you're mechuyev to get up. Let's say you can't see him because you're nearsighted. You're mechuyev to get up because other people think that you see him. Memela, you're mechuyev to get up.
What's the difference between that and
Well, there's not Kimishich with it, there's Tam, which we just said before.
It's
Sorry? Okay, so what does the Sfas Emes mean? Who cares what people think? It's not a din of Marisayin. You have a chiv to get up even if no one's around. It's not telling what people think. You do see, you don't see. Especially in the light of the Brisker of Teir, that this is not even a din of Kimishich Beda. Kimishich Beda has to do with, is it Mukach Mitek Maisav? Is it Nikah Mitek Maisav that you're getting up for the Tamakokam? But for a parent and for a Rebbe, it has nothing to do with the Kimishich Beda. So who cares if it's Yenika, not Nika? What does he mean? It seems, I don't have a good shot, but it seems that the Sfas Emes is going like the Ran type of a Torah, that a Kima for a Rebbe is also a Kimishich Beda. But for a Rebbe, it's Mukach Mitek Maisav, even if he's far away. So Mamele, he's saying that if it's past 266 that a normal person can't see there, so then it's you lost the Kimu Sheish Beit, it's not Nikam Mitek Maisav. That's the Chayro, what the Sfas Emes means to say. Lulei Devarav HaKadoshim, I would have said that Pshat Nismak and the Makor Nismak is coming from entirely somewhere else, coming from a Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, in the end of Eilu Metzia, Islam, Gemara Maralam, the Gemara says by pre-cantina, the mitzvah pre-cantina, the Gemara says, the Pazak says, Ki Sireh, so the Gemara, Yachal Afilam Mirachik, you've seen Nebuch the donkey, your friend's donkey crouching, mamish far, far away, kamaloy enov, you see him crouching, you would think that you have a chiv, mitzvah prika, mitzvah ti, you know? Tamaloy meki sifka, only if you bump into the donkey, bump into the animal. Iki sifka, if you're going to tell me kisifka, yocho pegiya mamish, you mamish have to bump into it, which the Rishonim say means toich dalar amaisot, tamaloy meki sira. So it's a kisira and a kisifka. Ezu hi ria sheyesh bo pegiya, shiru chachomim, echod misheva umechze bemil, one over 7.5 parts in a mil, vizehu ris. A mil is 2,000 amis, Rabbi Isai. If you divide 2,000 amis by 7.5, it comes out to be 266 and 2/3 of an amma. So, and Isaiah Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch and Chesh Mishpat Reish Ayin Beis, if hey, that the din pre cantina is Reish Samak Vav Amma Ubeis Shlishi Amma. Good. So we know Aria Sheyesh Ba Pegiya Chazal said it's 266. Good. Hold on now. The Aruch and the Smack himself in Mitzvah Nun Dalid quote over that Gemara. The Gemara we have says Vezehu Ris. The Lashon Gemara is Vezehu Rus. Rush Reish Samach Vav Amma. Now here the Smak does the exact same thing. Shiruka Malei Rus. You have to assume, Rabbi Yisai, that his makar was that Gemara. Kamalei Rus, a Re'iya Sheyesh Bo Pegiya, and the male of the Chiyav is 266 Amas and 2/3. He dropped the 2/3 of an Amma, but 266 Amas. Now, how far could a person see? Could a person see 500 Amas? I don't care how far. Malayena, further than the Sfas Amas says a person could see. It's like that in the Gemara. Kisira is Yachar, Filim Erocha. No, it has to be a Riish Yesh Bapagia. Mamel is limited to 266 Amas. Kishir Malay Rus. Lechay, this is the Makar for the Smak. Baruch Hashem, I saw in the Agoyis Kadoshes of Agri Zeitlish on the Smak. He says that this is the makar for the smak. Very good. So now comes along the Chadre Day in Simin Reish Mem Dalid, and the Sov of Lereyev on the side of the Ereyim and Mitzel Lamed Vav, and they jump. Apparently, they also understood that the smak's makar was there, and they jump. Misham is a raya faket. Why? Because the Braisa starts off, it's Pazik says, Kisira, Yachal Afilu Meirachoi, Kamalayma Kisivka. But without that extra Kisivka, it would have been even far away. And by Kibbut Aveim, it doesn't say Kisivka. So Mameila, you should have a Chiv to stand up, even if it's far away. Afilu Meirachoi. Mamish Arayim Faket. From the smak. Smak's pasha is coming from that Gemara, and they think faker from that Gemara's mukuk faker.
It doesn't say kisira by father.
Oh, bingo. Very good. 1 second. Right. So Meila, and therefore they let them on that the shear by a parent, by a Rebbe, is kipshutai kmaloi enov ukistimas apaiskim. The apaiskim never said it to shear 266. Kmaloi enov means kmaloi enov. And Meila, you have a chi by a parent far, far away. Now, I think that's the pshat. So what's pshat in the smak? I think the pshat in the smak is that shkoyek, but don't say kisira by a parent either. It says kibbut. And it means you have to get up, even the lashon of the paiskim is mipnei aviv, when you're in front of a parent. What is it considered in front of a parent?
It doesn't mean mipnei, it's because of a parent.
Mipnei, because of a parent. But it doesn't mean that I have to be in the parent's presence to get up. And the fact that my father is sitting on the other side of the world, I don't get up. I get up when I'm in front of my parent. I have to be in front of him. Especially if you learn like the Ran, it's a kimushiyesh bahid. L'chari, it has to be that it's nikah. I mean, I have to be in front of my parent. Good, but I have to get up in front. So Dr. Smak, very geschmack. The same way you need a reishiyesh bapagia, which means what? That you have to be able to see when it's in front of you. That combination, reishiyesh bapagia, means a seeing when he's in front of you. Beyond that, it's considered he's not in front of you, he's not in your rishos. You don't have a chiv. So too by a parent. You don't have a chiv if your parent's in a different rishos, even if you can see your parent. You only have a chiv for a parent when your parent is in your rishos. So calls man, it's within 266, kumaloi rus. So then you're in front of a parent, so Mameli got to get up. But if it's not within 266, it's beyond that, so the parent's not in front of you, so you don't have to get up. I believe that that's Pasha Pshat in the smack.
It's funny, I'll never doubt it. It's not getting the bottom part. I mean, it's kind of funny because you see the Pasha, it's on the ladder's way. There was Sira, Kisira, Kisira, the guy that created
it. Good, but by Kibbut Av, it doesn't say anything.
Good,
just says Kibbut, you need to. So, Avadi, you have to do it with. Let me bring you a ride to just the Yisayda Dova. There's a Chuvah Zarashba and the Ramah Paskins like this in Reish Mem Beis, if you tres, that what happens if your parent is Ba'aliyah? It's not clear, but let's call it a balcony. Your parent is in a balcony. You see your father.
Second floor. Really, second floor.
I know, but then you won't be able to see the parent. I have to get some type of a second floor that you could see the parent. So let's say the parent's in a balcony, and you see your parent enter the balcony or walking in the balcony. Do you have a chiv to get up? Dr. Rashba, Dr. Ramah, Halach, Halamaisi, you do not have a chiv to get up because he's not in your rishos. You see him loud and clear. He's only 10 feet away. But he's not in your rishus, you don't have to get up. The Drashma says they used to have they built, some shul still have it, but not mamish. They built like a whole platform in the center of the shul where they do kriyas atayr and hagba. And the Drashma says if it's a rishus b'fnei atzmoy, you do not have to get up by hagba. You don't have to get up by hyper because the Sefer Torah is not on your rishus. You only have to get up if it's in your rishus. If it's not, it's a nice thing, good, maybe, not meaning, new. But you don't have a chiv, it's not in your rishus. You only have to get up if the Sefer Torah is in your rishus. You only have to get up if the parent is in your rishus. Sorry?
Every shul, the aron is above.
I don't know if it's three steps up. I don't know if that's enough. It's not a whole nother rishus. Ten tefachim. Yeah. So. That's mamish, like mamish mekayim mishalada. But a rishus means we're in the same room together, right? We're in the same rishus, right? No, beyond the Samach Vav is not a Rishish Babagi. It's like he's Shalei Bafon of them. He's not in front of me. He's not in front of me. They don't have to get up. I'm saying the same idea of Rishus. The same idea that has to be in your Rishus. So too, it has to be in front. It has to be there. If he's not there, you don't have to get up.
He's in
the car. Oh. So the Rabbi is going to handle what happens if he's in the car and he's on a bus and he's driving by. Do you have to get up? Mahalach. Is forget if he's rakav k'mahalak dami, you have to get up. But if he's in a car that's a closed thing, do you have to get up? So the Truvi Shevet Halevi paskins that yes, you have to get up because that's not considered rishus b'fnei asmi. Really, it predated. There's a Meisar Rekam by Yan Avram who says if he's in a magala passing by, you have to get up. So it means if you see a car going by and has your parent in there, you have to get up till the whole thing goes beyond your sight. K'maloy einav. It's not. It starts off with whole sugi of oil zarek, yesh me'el, not shme'el, and even if it would be shme'el and not linyan zeh, it's not for now. But good. But the bottom line is, yes, you would have to get up. Now, there's a yofa lelev. There's a yofa lelev in Reish Mendal. I have to mention it. I don't understand. He's bothered by the Ramah that the Ramah quotes that if the parents in the balcony, you don't have to get up. He says, what do you mean? I see the band. How come I don't have to get up? He makes a chilek. It's not so understandable. He makes a chilek of Ventzach. If the parent is walking in the balcony of Adar, then you have to get up, even if he's in another Rishos. But if he's only standing, then you don't have to get up if he's in another Rishos. And the Ramah and the Jews, the Rosh was only talking about if he's standing, not if he's walking. It doesn't sound like that in the Jews, the Rosh. Chayadim certainly doesn't sound like that. I know. He has a chiddush there. I just want to mention the chiddush. And Rameli says, who adin, if you're in the house and you're looking out your window and you see your parent coming, you're mechuyav to get up right now. Because you see your parent. And what we're saying, you're not mechuyav to get up. You're not mechuyav to get up because he's in a different shoes. You're inside the house, he's outside the house. You're not mechuyav to get up. Ah, you see your parent. So what? You see your parent. You're only mechuyav to get up when you're in front of your parent. You're not in front, he's in a different shoes. All right. Food for thought. Maybe when we get there, if we get there, we'll try to figure out what the Yofel Lev is saying. All right. Noka aloka, Rabbi Yisai. The Orcha Shulchan would like to taina a chiddush niflo that this din of getting up for a parent is only if this the parent's coming in from outside. He's entering the home, he's coming home from work, coming home from Beis Medrash. There's like a schach is coming in, then you have a chiv to get up for a parent. But if you're sitting in your room and your father drank around the house, he's sitting in the kitchen, he's coming around, and you saw him an hour ago, and now you see him again, but he did come new into the house, then you don't have a chiv to get up. A blitz chiddush adarach hashulchan. There's a maral in the Sivis Olam, it's also mashma. That you need what he calls a hischachus, a bias hischachus. I'm not sure if he takes it as a Yerach HaShulchan, but how he touches up the chiyav is when there's a hischachus. There's a chedushi redal, however, he's coming from a different angle. Someone tried to tell him that walking around the house, mistaviv in the house, is considered sitting. That doesn't count. And the person wants to tell him, it's like if your father's sitting, so maybe you have to get up and he blasts. Not true. What's chilek? It's coming outside, coming inside. No such thing. It's a deichet in the makalik like that. Even walking around the house is considered walking and standing. So he is walking, but he's not addressing the Khashukh's Nakud. Khashukh Nakud and the Maral's Nakud is has to be Ischachas. And there's no Ischachas. He's walking, true. He's standing, true. But there's no Ischachas. Maybe you don't have a chiv to get up. All right. It's a Chiddush. I don't know. Halak Lamaisa sounds a bit. One second. I'm going to get down. Well. Another halacha, the Sefer Musa Kadmon, Marie Kalitz, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, in Perikei, said, and others go with it as well, is that Huadin, the other way, inverse. You're sitting with your parent by supper, and now your father gets up to leave the table. So you also have a chiv to get up. You have a chiv to get up. Just like you have a chiv to get up when he comes, you have a chiv to get up when he leaves. And what didn't you have a chiv to allow him to enter a room first? And a chiv to allow him to leave the room first? He always has to have that kedima. So you have a chiv to get up even if he's leaving the table. Now this, you have to know how that stims 100% with what I just said in Aruch HaShulchan. With Aruch HaShulchan, you have to have a schachis. I was just sitting with him for supper for half an hour, and now he's getting up. So what's the schachis? The situation thing. So why is the situation when he walks in for supper? No, but Dr. Drew says if he's being beside in the house, only when he's coming from outside, then he's his chachis. He's arriving. It's like an arrival.
Walking around the house, whatever, or coming into a certain situation. So when your father's walking distance without murder, now you're sitting out there, your father comes in deep. That's all.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that, but say that, all right. Now, not our local, like David mentioned, not mentioned, is the Paiskim, Tzushtel Chayodim, many of the Paiskim, in Reish Membei, Sif Tezayin, there seems to be a Machlekes Mechaber Ramah. Ramah brings down that you only have to get up for a Rebbe twice a day. It can't be Godu from Kveira Mokim. It's Machlekes Yishenim, if it means you now had to get up more than twice a day, you just don't have a Chiv more than twice a day. But as I pass in the Ramah in Reish Membeis, the Mechaber doesn't say it. And the Sadash Apaiskim Mevdaik from the Mechaber has no limitation. You have to get up 100 times. So now the Paiskim is going to say, Hu adin b'negeir to a parent, loit Ramah, we Ashkenazim, we only have to get up for a parent twice a day. Ashken de Svadim have to get up for a parent 1,000 times a day. There's no limit. Infinite times a day. We only have to get up twice a day because it's not Godel mikvayda makum. Hu kish kvayda mikvayda makum b'seida, but kvayda makum is also only twice a day. However, that's only if everyone there who's the observers, anyone who's there in the room, already know that you already stood up for your parent twice. But if they don't know, if there's even one new person in the room who doesn't know that you're ready with Yotziya twice a day, then you have Adi Mukhiv to get up for your parent and your Rebbe. So it's not Negedis Halakha. It's very rare to punk everyone in the room should already know that you already got up twice, and this is already the third time that your father's coming into the room. Who's keeping track? Right, I'm saying it's like... But God,
comes out, you're really negating the halacha of twice a day because it's never
going to
be shy, but
there's no... It's k'mat not negeh, k'mat. I should say k'mat not negeh, but I'm just mentioning it anyway.
Shema is twice a day,
Shema? Right, Shema, Kabbalah Zomach HaShemaim. You know, but the Kabbalah Zomach HaShemaim is twice a day. Right. Oh, you mean if no one's around? If no one's around, that's good. If no one's around, then you know you've already stood up twice and you don't have to stand up a third time. Like the Ramah. Mask him. Okay.
Twice a day, once a night?
No, it's twice a year. The person tried to be Medaik, every chakra, it's love Dafka. Twice a day. Two chakras is also good to go. And yeah. All right. Now, what about if you don't see your parent, you just hear your parent? You hear the noise of your parent arriving. Do you have to get up? So Rabbi Yosef got up, Shama Kol Kara, so some want to say it's only Midas Chasidus, but the Gilim Maisho over here, Shai Ephraim, there's a lot of raid on this, but the Gilim Maisho says, you see that the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, this halacha, that you have to get up Mikoyel, how? Because when you get to Sefer Torah, the halacha is that you have to get up even if you hear a Sefer Torah coming. And those Sefer Torah, you have bells on them, so you hear the Sefer Torah coming, then you mechuyev to get up once you hear the Sefer Torah coming. So Memeila, Zog Degil Mashah, and where does that halacha learned out from? It's learned out from Kibbut Avim, from Rabbi Yosef, who got up for his parent when he heard his mother coming. So if you see that we paskin up in the gate to Sefer Torah, that's learned out from Kibbut Avim. So Koshkein, it's halacha by Kibbut Avim. Why? The Shulchan Aruch left that over here. It's $1 million catch, basically. But that's what he said. Shpaz, you see that it's halacha l'maisa, not just a chumra. It's halacha l'maisa. So Memeila, if you hear your parent coming, you also mechuyev to get up. Same exact halacha. You're mechuyev to get up.
I was trying to hear your father without him being from
away. I'll tell you why. Because like this. First of all, if he's coming from behind, so you didn't see him yet. Avada, once you're standing up, so then it says, Achis Kasuk Malayinov. But before you, the chiv is chal, you didn't see your parent yet, then you're not mechuyev to get up if he's behind you. No, Vos, but if you hear him, then you're mechuyev to get up. If you hear him, then already you're mechuyev to get up, because that's as if you saw him. Just like seeing, you have to get up. Well, if you hear him coming, you also have to get up. The Chazon Ish has a stark loshon, mamish fire. By the way, Shevet HaLevi has a tshuva, not like this, Chelek Beis Kufir Aleph, but there's a sefer Minchas Nosen, Yid, from Bnei Brak, Rav Weinfeld, and the end of Simen Nun Vov, writes a tshuva to Shevet HaLevi, trying to disprove the Shevet HaLevi. First, the Shevet HaLevi held his own and said he was not budging. No, I'm still big makel. Then he sent him another tshuva, and finally Shevet HaLevi is moida to Rav Nosen Einfeld. Yes, that he's moida. That yes, even if you hear a parent coming, you got to get up. And then the tshuva Shevet HaLevi doesn't have his chazara. So I don't know how strong I should believe the chazara, but good. But the Chazon Ish's loshen is fire. Chazon Ish Kuf Nun Aleph Sivkon Aleph says like this. The din is Riya, and according his lashon, ubechlal Riya, who shmiya hakara v'yediya. It's fire. Riya is not Riya. Riya is just because you see means you know. So if you know because you hear, or you know because of the timing, you know that your father is in the room right now, standing, you got to stand up. Hakara, yediyah, anything. Now, this is still limited only to the same rishos. If he's out of rishos, you hear your parent coming, walking in the hallway, you don't have to get up, because it's not in your rishos, like the rambas, like we said before. But if it's in your room, same rishos, hakara, shmiya, everything, yediyah is all b'chari, and you're mechuyev to get up. Alright, what happens if your parent, chulila, is blind? And you're mechuyev to get up. No one's knowing. No one notices anything. Parent won't know. No, no one's in the room. No one's going to know whether you stood up or not. Are you mechuyev to stand up? So the Shaar Frayim, the Piskei Tshuva, brings down, yes, you mechuyev to stand up. And the Pesach Ben Gerayah from Yaakov and Yosef, it's coming next Pasha, Pasha's Vayichi, Yaakov was claiming, he couldn't see anymore. Right? And what happened? Yosef, right, bent away, he was mishtachel, and when he walked away from his father, what's he doing? He's trying to show cover to Yaakov, and Yaakov is blind. What's it going to help? Yaakov doesn't see the cover anyway. Teretz is, who cares? It's not for Yena, it's for you. You have a mitzvah. You have to shake lulav, and you have to eat matzah, and you have to do every other mitzvah, whether your parent could see or not. It's like we even started off beginning of the sermon, this mitzvah might be Bein Adam L'Makom. Many places can, it's Bein Adam L'Makom. It has nothing to do with your father. Father's like the Chetzer Shom mitzvah. He's the lulav. But it's Bein Adam L'Makom. Like yeah, Rabbi Yosef, he stood up, Mekame Shechina Da'asya. Your father's blind, Chulila. He's still Shechina Da'asya. So your father can't see, but Shechina can see. You have to still get up. You're going to have to get up. Sorry? Yeah, so you have to get up. The truth is from Hoggis, from Moshe Sternberg, Chelek Beit Tzav Memches says, what happens if Nebuk, the parent, has Alzheimer's or other types of Mechusa HaKori, doesn't recognize you in anything? You still Mechuyev to be Mechavir and Machilo Mashkeo, everything, stand up. The exact same thing. The Kiba doesn't detract because he can't see Adnish Medan. It's your din. You have the Chiv to get up. All right. Now, let's continue. Correct. Vice ties has nothing to do with your parent, right? 100%. Lachay Pashi does not, right? Now mechila works if your parent is meichel you from standing or any other form of covenant, it will work. Mechila works. Avshem machal kvaidei kvaidei machal, like we're going to see in Shem and Sifya Tes. The Tshuvas Haradvaz. Chadoshes is a new chelik, it's like chelik ches and kuf samachay. Kadm in the red eyes, a little time in the base asif. He says if a parent is meichel, the taka works, but you still have to be mahadroi. What does that mean? The halacha is by a rebbe and by a talmid chacham, if they're meichel on you getting up, you don't have to get up, but the gemara says you still have to be mahadroi. And what does that mean? Rashi says you have to try to get up. You have to show that you want to get up, but you're not getting up because he was Meichel. You have to be Menanei Ksas. The Lashon of Mechab is Lokum Mipon of Ksas. The Grashi is Kilu Reitzel. You have to show that you really want to, just you're not because he was Meichel, but really Mitzidcha, you really want to get up for him. So Otu Zakta Chuvah Zardvaz, if a parent is Meichel, you don't have to get up. You don't have to get up, but you have to try to get up. You have to show that you want to get up. So you still have to do something, you know, wiggle in your seat a little bit, and that's good. Now, what happens if your parent is meichel even the wiggle, the meichel even the hiddah, then do you have to wiggle or not? So that is a tshuvas lahiris not in the chelik vav peivavs isir aleph. But negeh to rabbi, he says if the rabbi is meferish meichel even the heder, then you don't have to be mahadra either. So too, if a parent is meichel the heder, then you don't have to. You have to, unless it's a zilzal. If it's a zilzal, we have a problem. But if it's just lack of heder, he's meichel, then you're good to go. So memela rabbi yisav is manenu. Is manenu, it's apparent, at least in many of our circles, that we do not stand up for our father. That it's $1 million kasha, why not? It's a gavaldika mitzvah, but it is what it is. Sorry? He himself was not makbid. For his kids? Oh, shkoyuk, that's why. I want to know was he makbid for his parents. You know, his kids, of course, they're not going to be makbid. I want to know for his parents was he makbid. So, yeah, so, yeah, it's like it says, it's one of the halakhas that parents should not be makbid on the kids and go easy with the kids and not mun. So you want to know for your kids, yes, you should tell your kids not to. I want to know, to do for a parent, it seems that the meaning is, in many circles, not to do it. If that would be the case, and it's kilo, a built-in mechila from the parent's perspective, not to get up. But could be, you still have to be mahad. Unless you say that there's a built-in mechila for that as well. I just want to say that that's, even if there's such a thing, that's only like the Urchachukan type of halakha, that the parents have been slaving in the house. But if a parent comes to visit, a parent comes from far away, I think it's pashut, there is no minig, a pashut that you have to get up for a parent and be makabo pnei aviv, pnei ima, when a parent comes. You don't have the minig not to get up. Okay, if anything, the minig is to get up to greet and welcome the parent. You have to show cover to the parent. The Paiskim, the article Paiskim says, you should ask your parent mufush from mechila mufureshes and not rely on stam minig. You have to ask a parent for mechila that you do not have to get up for a parent. And the chredim, others say that this halach is for in-laws as well. So you have to ask mechila mufureshes from in-laws as well. Whatever, it's layhudim. All right. Yes, one more second. Let's see if we could cover on the end of the sim, and I don't know if we could. Okay, let's try to run through the sif. I'm going to do it justice. You know what? How about let's? Maybe we should just stop here because I don't think we're gonna make it here. All right.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.